Hi, and welcome to the Japan Baseball Weekly Podcast for March 24th. It's brought to you by One World Sports. I'm John Gibson, and with me running the cyber bases is Jim Allen. What's happening, baby?
I'm huffing and puffing from all this base running, baby. What you got me doing here, man?
We are going to be running tonight. We've got a lot to get in a show that is going to preview all the teams, and we're going to talk about our predictions for the Pacific League and the Central League. And then we're going to answer a listener question. Man, we got so much to do, we don't have any time to waste. Let's run. Let's go.
So listen up.
All right. Let's start clearing the bases.
Clearing the bases.
Okay. So we got the season starting in a couple of days. Well, a few days.
A few days. You know, after we post, it'll be less than a week.
It'll be West Friday night in Japan, all three games in each league, all 12 teams in action, ostensibly. I haven't looked at the weather report, but let's see if any of them are outside even.
I'm not going to worry about the weather. I'm going. I have to decide where to go, and I'm really excited. I'm really excited to be going to opening day. And, you know, they have this movement to make opening day a national holiday in the States. I think they should just do it everywhere that there's baseball played.
Okay.
Make it a national holiday. It's opening day.
And that would affect us. How? Because as you know, the world depends on how it affects John Gibson and Jim Allen.
Well, yeah.
I know. Well, of course. So us who national holidays are those things that we notice when we get to work and we went, man, there weren't many people on the train today.
Yeah, what's going on? But anyway, right. All right. So now before we start down this road again, I'll say what I think I've said before, because you know I like to change my picks during the year based on what's happening.
Oh, these are tentative.
No, they're not tentative. I'm firmly standing behind my picks. In fact, I'll probably be cowering behind my picks after a little while.
Don't shoot!
But I always like to say that predicting this stuff is like seeing just a couple letters in like a 10-word Wheel of Fortune puzzle and trying to guess the solution. I mean, you know, where's Vanna White here?
Yeah, I'll buy a vowel, baby.
Well, I have to buy a lot of vowels. But having said that, I'm really confident about the teams I'm going to pick to win both leagues, but after that, we can't really see what's going on with these teams. How they're constructed now is not necessarily how they'll be constructed at the end of the season or late this season. So
I would say that's probably a sure thing for probably 10 of the 12 teams, because there's going to be players who aren't there, managers. There might not even be all the same 12 managers.
Yeah. Yeah. That disclaimer out of the way, I will let you reel off your picks, and then we're going to go team by team. So what do you think is going to happen in the Pacific League?
Okay, my Pacific League picks are as they are essentially objective, and I will go into further details later. My Pacific League picks are the Hawks first, Eagles second, Marines third, the Buffaloes fourth, the Cebu Lions fifth, and the Nippon Ham Fighters, a very surprising last.
I am going with, in the Pacific League, the Hawks to win it, the Eagles to finish second, followed by a very tight race for third in which the Lions prevail, then the Marines, Fighters, and Buffaloes in that order to finish out the Pacific League. What about you? What do you have for the Central League?
Central League, I'm going to go with a long shot. I think the Giants.
A long shot. From close up.
Yeah, that's a Tokyo Dome special there.
A long shot from close range. All right.
The Hiroshima Carp in a very tight race. I think this is going to be a tight race.
Okay.
The Yakult Swallows, a distant third, followed by the Tigers, the Bay Stars, and the Chunichi Dragons. I'm so sorry to say that, because I hate anybody to finish last. It's like it doesn't matter who you are. Feel bad. Somebody's going to do it, and somebody's going to be feeling bad about it. I don't feel bad about predicting it.
Yeah, well, I know. I mean, you know, I've heard people say, well, John loves everybody. John likes all the teams. I do. I like all these guys. Once you meet them and you start talking to them, you can't hate anybody in particular. You might not like a team per se, but you can't hate anybody. I can't.
Yeah, I don't like players' approaches. I don't like some managers' approaches. Sometimes I don't like them, or sometimes I can't see the reason behind them.
Mm-hmm.
is probably more often the case. But, you know, if I'm on the same wavelength, I tend to root for those people.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so given that...
Who are your picks in the Central League, drum roll, please.
Drum roll. I'm picking the Giants to finish first with another long shot, right? Right
alongside
you. And we both have the Carp finishing second, so let's see how that plays out.
Interesting.
Then I have the Bay Stars, because, you know, I always like to pick an upset somewhere. So I got the Bay Stars finishing third and in the playoffs. And then a tight race for fourth with the Tigers and the Dragons, and the Tigers finishing fourth, the Dragons in fifth, and then the Swallows in sixth. And I think my theme for my two last place teams is lows, because both of them probably will have a few highs, but mostly lows. The Swallows and the Buffaloes. How low can you go?
Wow. I feel like I'm in limbo.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to do that. All right. So we'll
start. That's all right. You're not sorry, and you did it and enjoy it.
And I'll do it again when I have another opportunity, sir.
Okay.
We'll start with the Pacific League, and we'll break it down. I will start with by introducing the Eagles, because they won. We're going to do this in the order that they finished last year, so not necessarily in the order that
we're picking. Well, that's easier since our picks diverge at some point.
Right. So in order that they finished last year, and the Eagles won, they won first place in the PL. They won the Japan Series. The key additions they have this year, of course, left-handed rookie Yuki Matsui. They also picked up right-handed reliever Brian Falkenborg, and one of the key position players they picked up was Kevin Youkilis, obviously. And they also got infielder slash outfielder. I think he might play some outfield for them, is Mitsutaka Goto. And
right.
They lost, of course, Masahiro Tanaka. I think everybody is wondering what's going to happen without him. They also lost Casey McGee, and they lost Tepe Tsuchiya. I'm not sure how big an impact that'll be, but I look at this team and I see a lot of questions. Mm. I see questions about the pitching. You know, they had 37 unearned runs scored on them last season, and that was the fewest unearned runs in Japan. So it seemed like when, you know, they didn't give away a lot of runs. Most teams were right around the mid-40s.
Mm.
But in terms of unearned runs allowed,
right.
And that, whatever, for whatever it means, I think most teams were around there. They were a little bit better. Kevin Youkilis, I'm going to point to his health being the biggest factor, because if he's healthy, he's going to produce, I'm pretty sure. Although he didn't have a good spring. You know, my faith in spring isn't all that much. You know, I don't really.
That's why you call it winter camp. You don't have faith in spring.
I don't have faith in what happens in spring and
okay.
If players are going to take that to the regular season or not. But, you know, I have questions about Andrew Jones finding his pitch. Obviously,
he's still looking for that pitch.
Obviously, we don't know what life is going to be without Malcolm, but I hearken back to what Tommy Lasorda said whenever some big player went down. He said it's one guy, you know, and one guy doesn't make up the team. So I think this team did really well because of Malcolm, but I think that it can still do well because it's a good team.
I will pick up on that and say exactly the same thing. They were the best team in the Pacific League. I don't know if anybody would come out and argue that the Pacific League is the weaker of the two leagues. And, you know, when we went into the Japan Series last year, it was like, you know, the Eagles, the Giants are going to make me, you know, they're going to, you know, pluck them.
Yeah, you
but
know.
But the fact is, the Eagles were the best team I'm going to say this, the Pacific League's a better league.
Right.
So they're not standing as high over the next competitor, but it's a little higher hill they're standing on. So.
Although this year I think it's evening out.
I think that could happen.
Yeah. I'm expecting it to happen. But, you know, I think they're going to be good. They're going to compete. I don't see a repeat in the Pacific League. And, you know, if the Hawks win the regular season, the pennant, and then they host the playoffs, I think it's really tough to get past them. But the Eagles are built to be really consistent.
I would say so.
Yeah.
I mean, the things I like about the Eagles, let's say this, is the balance, their ability to get on base and to keep their offensive defensive balance is really nice. They had a couple of other things. I'll introduce my prediction system. Actually, I haven't used this for years and years, like 15 or 16 years maybe. It used to work pretty well when I spent a lot of time on it. And I look at the following things: team's age,
uh-huh.
how they did from September 1st, age, the previous season.
Age and then their late season.
Late season record. Okay. Their farm team record.
Hmm.
Their own record from last season. And this is actually an inverse, because what you will find is that the teams that, if you look at the teams that decline the most, they're usually the teams that win the most games. So they're going to go, everybody tends to regress towards the mean.
Mm.
Okay. And their defense. So we've got basically their offense, their defense, their record, their farm system, how they did after September, and the team's age. Now, what I liked about the Eagles in particular was that offense. I liked their offense. And I liked, they had a great record after September. Everything else I see sort of, you know, the record is something, what happens with teams that do well is they tend not to address issues.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not certain that's the case with the Eagles. And I guess when you get the first draft choice and it's a high school kid who looks like he can really pitch, then it's, you know, it's hard to say that they're not addressing issues. They have them thrown at, you know, they get the answers thrown at them.
Right.
Well, but that's what I like about the Eagles. I didn't think going into last year they were the best team in the Pacific League. I didn't think at the end of the season they were the best team in the Pacific League. Their record was, and the team, anyway, and so on and so forth.
Right. Okay. I think they're built to be consistent. I think the only question is how they're going to be impacted by that big loss. And we've already seen a lot of guys who want to try to step up. It's just a matter of production. And, you know, you lose a guy who helped your team by single-handedly going 24 games over 500 to help your team go over 500. You know, I see a lot of good things, and I do see their postseason in the future, and I've got them finishing second for a reason, and we'll see how they do.
Okay, we have the Lions, who finished second last season and lost in the playoffs, in the first round of the playoffs at home to the Chibolote Marines. I don't think of the guys who came in as big pluses. I think of them as big question marks. I just don't know. I know Greg Reynolds had an outstanding spring.
Mm-hmm. He's a pitcher.
I have never seen him. I don't know these guys. Hitori Morimoto, I know, but I can't see where he's going to fit into the picture.
All right.
Same with Cody Ransom. Michael Bowden's another pitcher. And now what they lost is much more tangible. I mean, they lost some good players. I mean, Yasuyuki Kataoka was a spark plug for them. He's a mystery guy. I don't like him as an offensive player. He's a base stealer. I don't like him as an offensive player, but he was always a guy that he was sort of a catalyst for the team.
Okay.
They seem to play better, and it's inexplicable. I don't think he's a mood maker, but I think they felt that he was a big part of that team, and it boosted their confidence. They lost Hideaki Wakui, who was useful in the bullpen for the last year and a half. And he was very good in the bullpen, and he wanted to be a starter, so he went to Lotte. They lost Dennis Serfate, who was their saves leader. They lost Esteban Germán, who was their offensive spark plug and third baseman. So that's a lot of losses for the Lions.
Yeah, a lot, more than I was expecting.
Okay, now what I think I have the Lions fifth, and what I like about the Lions is they're still a fairly young team. They played extremely well in September. They had the best record after September 1st in Japan, except for the Hiroshima Carp. But pretty much after that, it's all downhill. Their farm team was terrible. They had a good record, so there's not a lot of things going on in terms of addressing that issue. They lost a bunch of guys. Their defense was better than average. Their offense was a little better than average. I'm not a big fan of Haruki Ihara, the manager. But I don't want to, you know, hold that against them before they start.
Okay. Geez, where do I start? Last year I was trying to alert everyone that this team was packed with a lot of developing talent, and I said this team was built to win in 2014, and then all of a sudden the manager ends up quitting when they lost at home in the playoffs, and they lost a lot of players. You said it. You went through the list. That's a lot. That's, you know, a couple guys, not too bad. Four or five guys when you lose. And also Kazuhisa Ishii retired on them. So not that he was all that effective or impactful, but, you know, he was there. He was a veteran guy. You know, I looked at their offense. They had the fewest hits in the Pacific League as a team. They had the fewest doubles. They had the fewest homers. They had the fewest total bases. And they had the lowest slugging percentage. And all that, they still finished second last year. And they have a good rotation. They have a pretty solid rotation. And I'm going to point to their pitching. And you said their defense was pretty good. I agree.
It was above average, yeah.
Yeah, but there's going to be some changes. One thing to worry about early on is the health of Takuya Nakamura Okawari-kun. He had a rib cage situation, and then it was a back situation the other day that he ended up not playing. So I'm kind of worried about that aspect, but still I think there's a lot of good talent there that they're going to score consistently. It's just going to be a matter of whether they can pick the ball up and throw it and get guys out, and if they can hit in the clutch. And I think they can. I think they're still a good team and they can make it to the playoffs, and that's why I have them finishing third.
Well, I think they have some talent imbalance in that they have a lot of outfield talent. One of the best players I think they have that they could use if they didn't have five outfielders already ahead of them is this guy Kimura, who's ripping up the Eastern League for a few years, and they got no place
spring.
To play him.
Yeah, he had a good spring as far as I remember. I think he had a bunch of hits today, right?
Could well have. Yeah, he's quite a player. He was a really big hitter for them in the farm team, but they got no place to play him. So we'll see where that's going.
Yeah, well, the lineup is good, the defense is strong, and the pitching is pretty good, and I think it's a playoff team I'm looking at, but we'll have to see.
Okay.
All right. Now let's go to the Marines. They were third in the Pacific League last year. They lost in the second round of the PLCS up in
Sendai.
Their key additions, Hideaki Wakui, the pitcher who came over from Seibu, and then Yoshida, the catcher. Yuta Yoshida, the rookie catcher. Seiya Inoue, who hit his second home run today, and that's Sunday, and hit his second home run of the spring. And then utility man Luis Cruz, who played with the Dodgers a little bit, played with the Yankees last year, I believe. So, you know, they picked up some talent here. I still don't know that I agree that it's nothing but a little slap happy lineup, but, the key losses, I don't know if Shunsuke Watanabe was a key loss. Josh Whitesell is not there this year. Shingo Ono is gone. He's retired as well.
None of these guys played a lot last year.
None of them played that much this year. So we're looking at basically the same group that came in last year. And they led a lot of the first half of the season last year. And I kept saying, well, I'm not convinced. I don't believe it.
Because they were giving up more runs than they were scoring.
And I think that's the way they finished the year. And they have a good rotation. Yoshihisa Naruse, Yuki Karakawa, Yuta Omine, Wakui. We don't know what he's going to do, but he's going to be pitching. We don't know whether it's going to be starting or relieving. Takuya Shoelace Furia, nicknamed him Shoelace. He's the guy who's had a perfect game going last year against Ordix at Kyocera Dome.
Before he tied his shoes.
Decided to tie his shoelace.
So John will be watching the game and says, don't tie your shoes!
Just knot those things together and then slip your feet in and out. I don't know what this team is going to do. I'm still not convinced that the pitching is that great. They're probably going to score some more runs this year. They weren't great in scoring runs last year, as you pointed out. They were outscored by 12 runs last year when you added up, at the end of the year. I think they can probably outscore their opponents this year, but I don't know how many more wins that's going to get them. And that's why I have them finishing just outside of the playoff picture in fourth place.
Okay, I have them third. And I think, and there's a couple of things I like about the Marines. My system is fairly objective. I don't really get into too many details. I have a very small adjustment for what I think the team is doing, either right or wrong, or, you know, if they're really aggressive in addressing issues or they've lost a lot of players. I didn't give the Marines any kind of an edge there. I think, offensively, I like, they're actually a fairly strong team. Their farm team is very strong. And those are, they're also relatively young. They played horribly in September, actually, for a team that went to the second round of the playoffs. Of course, when you say they got to the second round of the playoffs, it means they won two games.
Yeah, they did a lot.
Yeah, well, you know, it's better than, you know, going out and having the manager quit.
And when you say on the road, they took a two-hour trip.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It was right around the corner they went to win these games. Yeah, I hear you.
No, I didn't like – I think their defense was shabby. I don't see their defense getting any better. They're going to have more speed because Takashi Ogino is reportedly back and ready to steal bases. But wait, they've got another guy in center field who plays terrific defense and also steals bases. And they've got a slew of outfielders. The infield looks – I like the addition of Luis Cruz. I like the Marines' bullpen. I like the young catcher as a backup. I also like Ayumu Ishikawa, their first top draft choice, as a right-handed pitcher. I think he's gonna develop into be somebody pretty good, but he probably towards the end of the season. He might be a sleeper for Rookie of the Year at best. But yeah, I think they have some pluses and minuses. The defense, if anything's going to hold them back, it'll be their defense.
Okay.
Fourth last year was the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. Now this is the team who I thought was the best team in Japan in the Pacific League going into the season. I thought they were the best team in the Pacific League at the end of the season, but they just happened to finish fourth.
You and me both, buddy.
And this is the third year that I've picked them to finish first. Key additions. Well, they loaded up. They got Jason Standridge from the Tigers. They got Dennis Cerfate from the Lions. They got Brian Wolf from the Fighters. Hideki Okojima returned after a one-year absence. And they got Kenichi Nakata from the Dragons as a free agent. And, I mean, it's like it doesn't stop. They got Shinya Tsuroka, who's a heck of a catcher from the Fighters. And, well, who did they lose? Oh, they also got Lee Dae-ho. Jeez, they got the Buffalo's best hitter, or the second best hitter.
Yeah, they stuck.
They got one of the Tigers' better pitchers, one of the Fighters' better pitchers, a fairly useful reliever in Okojima, Kenichi Nakata, he's a pretty good pitcher. Sarfate is a pretty good reliever as well. So they just sort of stocked up, and they've got so many players they can't play anyway.
Right.
When did these guys become the Giants in Fukuoka is what I want to know.
When they decided to throw the money down.
Man, that's the thing.
What kind of phone do you use?
Now, they lost Brian Falkenberg. Actually, I don't know what the story is, and I don't want to say I want to talk to Brian first about this, but he wasn't really welcomed back with – they weren't that eager to keep him.
Okay.
And Willie Mopeña, I think they were also – they had Brian LaHare as well, who had a two-year contract. And they said, look, you're not going to play. If you want to play, you better go somewhere else. So he went somewhere else.
Yeah.
Now, the Hawks, in my objective rankings, the Hawks are either top of the charts they are or near the top of the charts in everything. They have excellent defense. They were the second best team at turning double plays and staying out of them on offense.
I'm still going to argue about that with the excellent on the defense because I didn't think it was that good, but go ahead.
Well, what the excellent is this. They caught balls and turned them into outs.
Obviously they didn't turn a lot of them into, enough of them into outs. They didn't even make the playoffs. They didn't finish in the top three.
Yeah.
I mean, they were first in batting average. They were first in runs scored, first in total hits, doubles, triples, homers, total bases. Shall I go on? I mean, they were first in so many categories.
So,
they were first in slugging.
They flipped the coin 100 times, and it came up heads 70 times.
And they didn't pitch poorly. They weren't bad.
They're a good team. They're a good team, and things went wrong for them. You know. On the other hand, they're very young. They had the best farm team in Japan last year, which is no surprise. Their offense is incredible. It's going to be dynamite this year. I think they could have won the Pacific League with the team they put on the field last year. I think they should have won the Pacific League with the team they put on the field last year.
Yeah.
And, they're a better team this year than they were a year ago. So, I think to me, they're easily the best team in Japan.
Yeah, I'm there with you. What's the equivalent of ambulance chasing when you're talking about baseball teams? Because they went around and plucked and picked up all the loose change, or what do you want to call them, disposable contributors from every team in the league, it seems.
Well, Lee DeHo is hardly a disposable contributor.
Well, you didn't go back. He must have been disposable. They didn't want him.
They didn't want him enough to pay what he wanted.
Well, that's in your book in free market land. That's not wanting, because when you want something, you overpay. But anyway.
No. I don't know where you're coming from, but that sounds like you're speaking Greek or something.
Hey, look, all I know is they spent a lot of money, and we talked about their depth last week, and we talked about their depth last year, and they improved on every aspect of their game. I mean, you know, the guys they got, save for Lee DeHo, and they say he's got good hands, but the guys they picked up can play defensively as well. Tsuruoka, you said, was a pretty good catcher. He's a better defensive catcher than he is an offensive catcher.
Sure, but he's a better offensive catcher than Hosokawa, the guy they got now. So
that's true too. So they've improved. They've improved in all areas that they needed to. You know, the one thing that I wanted to bring up though is that the importance and the reason maybe they didn't win last year is because last year was that first season without Munenori Kawasaki and his leadership. And you know, we might underestimate the importance of leadership. And I think
I think that's a valid point.
In big situations, yeah, where they needed to score runs or make a defensive play or do something.
Well, I think the one weak point they had, although not with the fielding, I thought Imamiya is a good shortstop, but I think he's a hole in the lineup. Honda was not a good offensive player last year either, but you know, that's finding holes in the Hawks is like, you know, it's like looking for the faulty security system at Fort Knox.
Let's get off of them.
It's not really going to get you very far.
All right. Well, you got them winning. I got them winning. And I agree that they're the best in Japan. Let's talk about the Buffaloes. They were fifth in the Pacific League last year. They brought in not much. I mean, I say not much. They brought in Kazumasa Yoshida. He's a rookie they drafted. A pitcher. I'm not sure if he's going to be in the rotation to start the season. They brought in infielder Udieski Betancourt. They brought in Herman from the Lions. They got Tepe Tsuchiya from the Eagles. They got Willie Pena. And, they lost Lee DeHo, their biggest hitter. They lost Aaron Balderis, their best fielder at third base.
I think Balderis was their best hitter, to be honest. I thought he was their best player.
Well, yeah, we'll get to him when he's in Yokohama now. But, you know, pitching-wise, they pitched really well. I think they had the lowest team ERA in the Pacific League last year, which is surprising because we probably expected the Eagles or some other team that was up in the playoffs to have that mark. Mm. But they have Chihiro Kaneko. He's their ace. He's pretty good. Yuki Nishi, Keigawa, Brandon Dixon, Alessandro Maestri, maybe. Takahiro Matsuba, maybe. Shun Tono, the whipping boy of Tatsunori Hara, the skipper of the Giants. They got a lot of guys who can throw, but you know what? I don't trust this team. I think it's a weird team. Like I said in my opening remarks about the lows, we're going to see the lows, and these are the Buffaloes, as in LOWS at the end, because somehow, whether you think they're going to win or they have a bunch of talent, they're going to end up disappointing and finishing lower than you expect. And I have picked them a couple years in a row, I think, to either finish in the playoffs or near the playoffs. And this year I'm giving up and I'm putting them in last place where they belong.
Well, I've got them fourth. But I'll tell you, my Pacific League looks a lot like my Pacific League picks look a lot like they did a year ago when it was the Hawks and five teams. And that's how it looks this year. I mean, the Hawks max out on a lot of different indicators, and the Eagles are pretty far behind, and the Marines and the Buffaloes and the Lions are separated, and the Eagles are separated by the finest of margins. I mean, even the Fighters aren't. It wouldn't surprise me to see any of those five teams in the playoffs.
I agree. It's really
except
hard.
The Buffaloes, just because they're the Buffaloes. You know, right. They'll always be the Buffaloes.
Exactly.
So
LOWS at the end, baby.
Man, I just don't. I don't know what it is about those guys. They just can't seem to get their ship in order. They've I don't want to talk about the Buffaloes anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That's what it means. I mean, you know, Yoshio Itoi is one of my favorite players. I think he's one of the most athletic players in Japanese baseball. Hopefully he'll be able to go to the big leagues and play. But yeah, they're just wasting our time. Let's go and talk about the Fighters.
Okay, the Fighters. Well, who did they pick up? The Fighters picked up right-handed pitchers Luis Mendoza and Michael Crota, I think that's pronounced, and Juan Miranda. Wow, so nobody would be reading them their rights this year, perhaps.
Oh, gosh.
Perhaps not the last rights.
You don't have a right.
Now, in addition to those guys, Haruki Nishikawa apparently is healthy. Apparently his defense looked a lot better. Now, I talked with one of the Fighters team officials, one of the front office guys, and he said, yeah, he's got terrific range. His hands, however, are not the softest, and he's apparently solved his problem throwing to first base, which is kind of important if you're a second baseman. But, you know, his hands aren't soft. I still don't think he's a good fielder. The fighters who used to think, if you're not a really good fielder, we really don't want you. And here they're basically saying, we know this guy is going to hit, and we think he can kind of sort of play second base. That's where the Fighters are now. I think they've taken a wrong turn. And as much as I love Nishikawa, I think he has a future as an outfielder or maybe a third baseman or maybe a first baseman.
All right. Well, you didn't talk about who they lost, and they did lose.
They lost.
They did lose Brian Wolf, Bobby Keppel, Micah Hoffpower, who didn't do that much for them, but he was a presence there and a veteran guy.
Well, Wolf had a big season. I mean, he always had a very solid season. Bobby Keppel was on the wrong side of everything last year.
Yeah, Tomohiro Nioka, they lost him, and then Shinya Tsuruoka, we talked about, who went to the Hawks. So yeah, they've got their questions. I mean, Mitsuo Yoshikawa is going to be the ace or starting opening day pitcher. Let's put it that way. Masato Takeda, you know, soft tossing guy who is always there. You can count on him. Shohei Ohtani is going to probably be in the rotation and keep that all year long, hopefully if he's healthy. And then we just get into too many question marks. Yuki Saito, they're still pushing this guy. They're still trying to push him out on the mound and make him a pitcher in this league. Luis Mendoza, we don't know exactly what he's going to bring. Hiroshi Kisanuki, you know, that's not a playoff rotation in my eyes.
I like what he did last year. I don't like him. The sum of the parts is not very impressive.
But one guy who was impressive in the spring and probably earned himself a job on the first team, I don't know, we'll have to see, is this rookie or first-year player. I'm not sure if he's a rookie. Hiromi Oka. And he hit a home run today at Tokyo Dome as well. And he had a pretty good spring. Hopefully he's earned himself a job, but I still don't know that he's an impact player who's going to help bring that lineup, the run scoring production that it needs consistently to get through a season. I just don't see a playoff run in these Fighters. I don't know.
I think part of the pitching problem is that they haven't figured out their defense. And the guy I was talking to the other day had high hopes for the defense because he hoped that Obiki, their shortstop, you know, he's there basically their hopes for a better defense is this veteran shortstop who's, you know, at best okay.
At best average, yeah, mediocre. And then
he ain't going to turn around the defense, and Nishikawa ain't going to turn around their defense. And I think going into this season with those pitchers and this defense is just it's not a real, real solid plan.
No, I don't like them. To me, since Kensuke Tanaka left that infield, it really hasn't been right. And second base hasn't been right. And Sho Nakata, who's going to be their slugger, was on pace to hit, I think he did hit a career high in home runs last year, but he could have done a little bit more, and he got injured late in the season. And
he's a terrific player, and
he was fine in left field. Why are they moving him? Why are they forcing him into third base to do what? I don't get it, and I don't think they get it either, and that's why I have him finishing in fifth.
Okay, well, I have him last, but again, I wouldn't, you know, I still see such a small gap between them and the Fighter in the Eagles, who I have second. So, it wouldn't take great things to shake up the bottom 5/6 of the Pacific League.
All right, Let's talk about the Central League. And I'll start off with the Giants. Now, the Giants were the first in the Central League last year, and they were the Japan Series runners-up. They picked up in the offseason pitchers Chris Seddon and then right-handed pitcher, a free agent, Kan Ohtake from the Carp. And they got Leslie Anderson, an infielder, outfielder, utility, do-everything kind of a guy who's a foreign player. And then they got Yasuyuki Kataoka from the Lions. And I think those are all big pickups. I think they're going to be able to use all of those guys. We're going to see them producing and contributing all not all season, but at parts of the season sometime this year. I think their rotation with Tomoyuki Sugano, and did you hear Hata has already chosen his opening day starter, but he's not telling us who it is. It's like I know a secret and I'm not telling, but I know a secret. I mean, is this elementary school? I don't know what this is all about. It's really annoying.
I think it's a natural response to dealing with the Giants press corps.
Just and tell
he,
us,
he
man.
I mean, you've been to his press conferences when he reads something he doesn't like in the media and he goes, aren't you going to ask me about this when they get something wrong? You knew all about this, didn't you?
Yeah,
I'm really curious to see what you're going to write tomorrow.
All right,
so he loves messing with people almost as much as Ochiai does, but he's less nasty about it.
Well, this is just ridiculous. Sugano, I think, is probably going to be the opening day starter. He's really good. He's you know, I wrote a blog post about the fact that he sat out that 1 year in college, and he's so old that when he and the Yomiuri Giants don't post their players, their stars. So by the time he's ready to be able to go to the States, he's going to be a guy, you know, older than Kuroda. And who's, you know, he might not be wanted. He might not be around at that time. He might be injured or something. I just thought he might be, you know, ruining the fact that he sat out that 1 year. Anyway, they have a really good rotation. They have good run scoring. They're going to improve on their defense. They picked up one of the guys they picked up I didn't mention was Hirokazu Ibata, three-time, who won the Golden Glove 3 times in a row at least and won it a bunch of times.
As a reserve player, I love him. I think the world is one of the smartest players in Japan.
Well, he's going to help Hayato Sakamoto at short just become a better. He's going to take that athleticism and position it in the right place and get him to move his body in the right place, get his footwork in line. I think it's just going to be a great pickup for them. But they've got talent to spare. They've got guys like Taishi Ota who can't crack the lineup. They got this rookie catcher who's going to start on the first team, Seiji Kobayashi, who's drawing all kinds of praise for his defense and his catching skills. And think
got Daisuke Nakai who probably should have been the second baseman, but Haro's got to, you know, he's got to play his annual spin the wheel of second baseman fortune or something.
Right. They've got pitching. They've got defense. They've got speed. This team led the CL in hits, doubles, homers, total bases, and slugging, and added some great pieces. I just don't see how they could not do anything but finish first again in the Central League.
I think I have to, you know, I like them a lot. I mean, you know, I like them so much. Now they have the tremendous offense. I think next to the Hawks, they've got the best combination of offense and defense. Their defense is pretty good. Their farm team is pretty good. Everything's pretty good about them. And I just like the fact that they're very aggressive and trying to, you know, always going after that next player who might help them. Now, the problem comes when they get players that might help them and they don't have quite a plan how to use them.
Yeah.
And I think Horace has that thing about second baseman. So, you know, it's a black hole. It's sucking up second baseman are from around the universe one at a time.
Don't go there. Well, and I didn't talk about the players they lost. DJ Holton. No, I didn't. It was my fault. DJ Holton. They lost John Balkrum. They played in the outfield and on the infield, and they lost Yota Wakia, who went to the Lions. So, but they didn't lose that much. I think, you know, Tomoyuki Sugano is just a Sawamura Award winner waiting for a season to happen, and I think this could be the season for him. So.
And the question there, I mean, Sugiuchi looked really good. He hasn't looked good in about a year. He looked pretty good in the spring. Seddon comes over. He was dynamite in Korea. I like Leslie Anderson as a player. The Giants seemed pretty impressed with him. He was a guy who looked like he had a big future when he was still playing for the Cuban national team, and he was never really to break in with the Tampa Bay Rays. Otake is a guy who's a pretty good pitcher. He's a really good pitcher on occasion. He's pretty solid most of the rest of the time.
Yep,
so then about 6 or 7 games a year, you wish he was pitching for the other team.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, no doubt about it. They're the best team on paper.
Okay. So the number two team last year was the Hanshin Tigers, who got swept out of the first round of the playoffs, and their manager didn't quit.
Maybe you should have.
Well, they had a horrible spring. They couldn't score. They couldn't do anything. A lot of guys were hurt. Nishioka was hurt, although he did play today. I think he got a couple of hits. The Tigers picked up, I guess the big pickup for them was Oh Seung-hwan,
yeah,
the Samsung Lions closer, and infielder, former Boston Red Sox, Mauro Gomez,
mm-hmm,
I can say. Gomez also basically has been the scapegoat for everything that went wrong with the Tigers this spring. He was late to camp because his wife was giving birth. It took longer than he expected, which I think the Tigers seemed to pretend that bothered them more than it bothered his wife.
Yeah, well, you know, we're always, as the men, we're always standing around saying, let's go. Let's go with this
thing. Are you through yet? So I can't say I have no experience with that. So. They lost Jason Standridge, who was, I think it's going to hurt him. He was such a stable, good-natured guy, helped everybody. You know, has his great stories. And so the Tigers, I can't see they really added. I think O was an improvement. They had a horrible situation at closer last year. They just decided on a closer on a theory. It didn't quite work out. The guy was hurt, and he wasn't that good anyway.
And with all that, they still finished in second.
They still finished in second because they played very good defense. And I'll give them one thing. You know, that was the thing. I think, Matt Mertens said that Nishioka helped them because he loosened everybody up. And certainly if a team needs loosening up, it's the Tigers.
Mm.
So I don't know how that's going to play out this year, see if they're going to be any looser. What do I like about them? Their defense was very good last year. And their offense was okay. And after that, it's pretty much all downhill. They're the second oldest team in Japan last year after the Chunichi Dragons. Their farm wasn't any good. They played lousy in September. They were good enough last year to think they had a good team.
Yeah, and then they just disappeared in the playoffs. I didn't like this.
But that's
team.
What they do. They've only won one playoff game in like 5 series. So
yeah. I didn't really have a lot of hopes. I looked at this team and I'm not sure about the offense. I'm not sure about the rotation. I don't think they have a lot of power. They didn't have a lot of power last year. I think they hit the fewest home runs in the Central League with 82, and that's just not a lot. Part of it is because they play in that stadium, but part of it, the other part is just they just don't hit a lot of home runs. And in close games, they weren't able to, you know, get that one run or stop the other team from scoring a lot of times, especially on the road. The Arai brothers, I'm not sold on either one of them. I love Matt Mertens, and perhaps he and Gomez can form a strong tandem and get this team to where it scores consistently and has a threat in the middle of the lineup. And until they do that, I don't really see them going anywhere. I really, really looked at the starting pitching and wanted to pick them to go to the playoffs, but I couldn't do it, and I got them finishing fourth.
Well, I've got them. I also have them finishing fourth. So,
all right, let's talk about the third place team from last year, the Hiroshima Carp, and they lost in the second round of the CLCS at Tokyo Dome against the Giants. They picked up a highly touted draft pick, Daichi Osara, and I think he's going to probably be inserted into the rotation for some of the same reasons that I think we talked about Yuki Matsui with the Eagles being inserted in the rotation. And that's just because he's good enough that he can pitch on that level and that he's not going to learn that much down on the farm anyway. And they probably need him to fill that gap from losing Kan Otake to the Giants. And they also lost Tomonori Maeda, who didn't do a lot for them, but he was a really clutch pinch hitter, and that production, and, you know, thinking that you could come off the bench with a guy who, you've got a weapon there, who's, he was a very successful pinch hitter.
He's very reliable as a pinch hitter, so.
You know, they've got a lot of speed, they've got good pitching. I think having Kira Kaihue and Brad Eldridge from the start of the season will help provide some pop and all that stuff, but I also think some guys, some of the younger players are going to develop even more. And the guy we talked about is Kikuchi at second base, who we both really like. And I'm just, you know, he had a breakout season last year. I think he's going to break out with the bat a little bit more this year.
Yep.
I just like the combination of speed and defense. And they made a lot of errors. They had the most errors in the Central League. They kicked the ball around, but.
And I went to, I don't know, mentioned this last week. I went to Chiba Marine Stadium. It was like a way back machine. It was like when the Carp defense was really bad, like 3 years ago. They couldn't, like, they were throwing in random directions. the Carp are, I think, the team that has the biggest chance to improve a lot. One, they're the youngest team in Japan. Oh, I take that back. Actually, they're not. Excuse me, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah, they're not.
The Carp, first of all, you know, while you don't like their defense, you don't like their errors.
Yeah, that's what the problem was, because I always saw that they, in clutch situations or game leverage situations, that they were making errors. They had 106 last year, and that led Japan. And, you know, in the Central League, the fewest errors were made by the Giants at 62. So that's a big difference.
Okay, well, let me just put that into perspective. If you make every one of those errors and you say a guy got on base with every error, which you know isn't true, because some errors are, you know, some of those errors will be guys drop the pop fly.
Right.
And then the guy strikes out, but it's still an error. You know, they cost him a base.
Cost him a base with two outs
or something. Okay, anyway, small stuff sometimes. Big stuff, crucial things at other times. But if you put every one of those runners on base, the Carp would still have the lowest batting average on balls in play in Japan.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
Even if every guy who reached base on an error against the Carp. So basically the problem is making errors, but they were superb at turning double plays.
Yeah,
Superb. I mean, they were really, really, they have such, and because they're a fast team, they don't hit into double plays. They've got such an advantage. It's like a built-in advantage every game. They're going to get an extra two outs. And they can go and catch the ball. They have some good outfield arms. You didn't mention Yoshihiro Mara, who's also a superb player. This is a guy who's got it all.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This is a guy who's got it all. He's basically, he's got some pop. He was the Central League base stealing champion last year.
I like him.
Yeah, and he can hit. So I think he can be better. There's a few players who can be. I think him and Kikuchi in their second full seasons, you know, they have a chance to really take a big step forward. They have some veterans. I think Kira Kaihue could have a really big season. Maybe not, but it's possible. Some of the young pitchers I like. So I think they have a chance. They're going to take a step forward this year. I don't see them. I think the loss of Otake hurt them. But I like
him. Yeah, it's not going to kill him. I got him finishing second because I like all that speed and I like all the defense. And, the only problem with the way they played defense was in clutch situations. They didn't seem to be able to catch the ball. And they had a lot of experience that they gained last year in going down the stretch, finishing in third, getting that postseason experience. And I think they're going to use that. And I think they're going to feed off of it.
And I think another thing, and I think that helped them, and they also got a guy who wants to show that Masahiro Tanaka is not the only guy who can go 24-0.
I want my money too, Mr.
Kenta Maeda.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the Dragons. Go ahead.
Okay, the Chunichi Dragons, who are John's, the team closest to John's heart, but, you know, we're all about objectivity here, so that don't matter. The Junichi Dragons. Okay, so they have a new manager in Motonobu Takanishige. He's a playing manager first we've had in about 7 years. And like they have their former pitching coach and head coach, Mori, is back. So they've got, I think, more brain power. They probably got a lot more brain power on the bench, and you got to give them credit for that. Now, they have Anderson infield. They brought in they brought back Nelson Payano, who played a little bit for them a few years ago. Mm-hmm. They have infielder Anderson Hernandez, who I do not know, and Alexis Gomez, who I do not know, and Michihiro Ogasawara Guts, who looks like his old self again.
Once in a while, he's got his
facial hair back.
Oh, you mean, the swing. Okay, go ahead, dude.
Okay, they lost Matt Clark, who decided he got a chance to play in the majors, and he's going to try that. They lost Kenichi Nakata, who's a very useful pitcher, and Ibata, as we talked about, and Takuya Asao is hurt at the start of the season, as he was last year. I'm not going to count Takeshi Yamasaki. He didn't do anything for him last year.
That's true.
Now, I have the Dragons to finish last, and I have them to finish last by a fairly good margin. I'm trying to find anything that I really like about them, I guess, other than they're probably trying to improve after their subpar record last year.
Yeah.
You know, so they did bring in all these guys, and with Mori, the advantage is that, the last 2 years they've kind of westernized. I think last year was the first year actually they had non-Latin foreign players in a long time.
Mm.
And it worked out great. You know, it worked out. Matt Clark was a terrific player for them.
Yeah,
and they got Hector Luna, which was a great acquisition. And he missed the second half of the season. So a lot of things can go right for the Dragons, but they were still the oldest team in Japan last year. They had the second worst farm record in Japan. They played lousy after September. Their defense was horrid. I would think after Yakult, they were the worst fielding team in Japan, although the Marines were close.
I don't like the fact that they have a manager who plays. I don't agree with it. I wrote a post about the fact that Tanishige and Mori and former Japan Series winning manager Hiromitsu Ochiai, they're all like the same guy. They're sharing a brain. You know, they all want really good pitching. They all want really good defense, and they don't really worry about scoring runs. You know, they figure they'll scratch one out sometime. I heard an interview right when Tanishige became the manager. He said, "Hey, look, if you don't give up any runs, you won't lose." And I'm like, "Wow, God, I've heard this before. You know, I've heard it. I've seen it. I know this guy. It's not you. You're not saying this. This is a philosophy.
Dragon Voo.
Yeah, this is a philosophy." But at least we know that from the top to the bottom that everybody's thinking the same.
And they have a plan.
But the plan is not going to work out because they don't have the talent to match it. Now, I think they're going to score more runs than they scored before, but last year really wasn't about scoring runs for them so much. It was about run prevention, and they really weren't that great at it. And, you know, their former ace, Kazuki Yoshimi, I haven't even heard a peep about him. I don't know where he is. I don't know what he's doing.
He's playing hide and go seek.
He's
really
Japan.
Good at it.
I mean, you know, Daniel Cabrera, who pitched really well for them in spots at the beginning last year, is really good. And then he kind of dropped off and got injured. He had a rib cage situation. I think they rushed him back. He has looked good in the preseason, but other than Hector Luna and Cabrera, I don't really know who these guys are. And I don't think a lot of people around the league know who they are. I kid, but I mean, I don't think they're going to have a lot of success. I didn't really see any improvement. I don't know how much a rookie manager who plays part-time is going to help your situation behind the plate. I don't like the fact that pitchers are going to be throwing to the manager. I don't think they're comfortable doing it. I wouldn't be. You know, you make a mistake and he's out there yelling at you, and usually they're on the bench yelling, and they yell at you after the game, but he can yell right there. I don't like it. I don't like the whole situation. I don't think it didn't turn out very well, the last time it happened, and I don't think it's going to turn out very well this time, although I don't think they're going to finish in last.
I'm not that big a negative because I like the fact that Maury's on the bench. We both think the world of him, And he's a very solid guy. He's a very stable guy. He's a very smart guy. He's a good communicator. He's intelligent as heck. I think that combination, I think what you mentioned, that having a plan and being on the same page is so big for that, because they've got a guy who basically understands what's going on, and they're sharing the I think they're probably communicating well, because he was the pitching coach and he was the, you know, and Tanishige was the number one catcher for so many years.
Sharing a brain.
Sharing a brain. Okay. Well, that's John and I shared a brain last week. It was kind of weird.
It tasted like chicken.
Yeah, right. But a little, overcook it a little more next time. Okay,
all right.
No more sushi.
All right. So okay. The Bay Stars. Their key additions, left-hander Hisanori Takahashi is coming back from the States. They picked up a right-hander, Yasutomo Kubo, from Hanshin. And they got Aaron Boldaris, who's going to play third base and solidify that position. And he's going to really like hitting in Yokohama Stadium, I think. Their key losses, Niger Morgan, Alex Ramirez, who's now in the Independent League. Those guys were – one was very energetic. One was very cerebral about the game. I think that was a good combination that they're going to miss. Now – the tightly wound skipper who was honeybeeing all over the place in the preseason and talk about how good his team was is the real question. And I don't know. I mean, now he's got some talent. Now they've got a little bit of improvement on that pitching staff, because as you recall, did an interview with Alex Ramirez last year. He said, hey, look, our top three guys in our rotation, we know they're going to be out there all season long. The next three guys, we don't know if they're going to get another turn. And I think they've solidified a little bit that big question in their rotation. And I think Takahashi, if he stays healthy, Kubo, if he stays healthy, are going to narrow that down to one guy who maybe gets a spot start, or one guy who needs to earn that last spot and has to hold on to it. But there's some competition now. They're not just picking anybody up out of their farm system, or bringing over these foreign pitchers who they don't have to pay very much in the middle of the season to jump into their rotation and not be successful.
Well, Steven Randolph will probably be available again. So.
Oh, yeah, well, he was
as much I like Steven, but
yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah. So, you know, Yoshitomo Tsutsugo, I think, is bucking for that left field spot, and he had a pretty good spring, and hopefully he can turn things around and get a good season under him, and that will help the offense. But the offense is not the problem. They scored the most runs. They outscored the Giants last year. Their problem is giving up runs and not. You know, they gave up much more runs. In fact, what I did is I looked at the number of runs allowed total and the Tigers' runs allowed total, and there was a difference of almost 200. I think it was 198.
So, well, there's a reason for that. You have a bad defensive team playing at a horrible in a tremendous hitter's park, and you've got a very good defensive team playing in a really great pitcher's park. It should be obvious. Now, the Bay Stars scoring more than the Giants is. It's a good sign, but they need to score. If they're going to finish first, they're going to have to lead the league playing in that park. They're going to need to lead the league. They're either going to need to lead the league in ERA, which is really hard, or they're going to have to lead the league in runs scored by about 100, because it's such a good hitter's park.
Yep.
Now, Tony Blanco, what a season he had last year. It's really going to be interesting to see what carries over from last year.
He's the double crown winner.
He was the double crown. Takayuki Kajitani, who's a tremendous player.
Breakout guy, yeah.
And he's, they have a lot of young talent. They also had a very good farm team. I think those things are working in their favor. They did have they were carrying a lot of age and, around the fringes in Nakamura and Kinjo. And they have, well, Niger Morgan wasn't young, but he had a great year for them, and he's not there this year.
Yeah,
but
Toshi Tamura is kind of up there.
Right. So, Daisuke Miura. So, you know, they've got some age, and that's not going to help them. They do have some young guys who could be pretty good, but they got a weak base. I mean, their defense, I said something about them having the Dragons being worse. They were worse than the Dragons.
Yeah. I'm not convinced about their defense. I'm not convinced about their pitching staff in a complete
form,
because I'm concerned about the back of the bullpen. I'm concerned about all spots in the bullpen. But I think I want to have some underdog. I like picking the underdog, and I want to have some interest there, and I'm hoping that they can do what they did in the second half of the season. I don't think you talked about their second half of the season, which was pretty good.
Yeah, they did play well. Their record, actually, I give you their record. They were 15-13 from September 1st, you know, which is better to be over 500 than under 500.
Which is good for them, because if they do that every month, you know, they'd be really good.
Well, that's also new for them, because typically what happened in the Bay Stars in the pre-Obama years, well, was that they played poorly, you know, they played okay to poorly for the first 3 months of the year. And then about August 1st, they just gave up on coming to the park.
Well, talk about a team that might give up on coming to the park. Let's talk about the Swallows.
Well, that's only if they have a doctor's appointment that day.
You mean another injury? Poor guys.
Well, as I said, there's more ambulances queuing outside Jingu Stadium than taxis.
Yeah.
So last place finishers last year were the Yakult Swallows. They did have an MVP. Vladimir Valentin hit 60 home runs, and they did have the Rookie of the Year, but they still finished last. The team was a shambles. The defense, like the Fighters in the Pacific League, the defense was the worst. Was like they forgot that defense was part of baseball.
Mm.
Okay, now they've picked up Chris Narveson and Chris Carpenter. Wow, they got the Chris's.
Mm.
And as far as position players, I don't see they picked up anybody. Who did they lose? They lost Miyamoto. Now, in other additions, I guess we can call Lasting's millage an addition, because it's the only played about 3 weeks last year.
Oh, come on. This is certainly you're exaggerating. But, yeah, he was gone most
four
of the
weeks.
Season. Yeah, he was gone most of the season. So, yeah.
What I like about the Swallows, and I know you like to pick underdogs, I didn't pick them to be an underdog, and I was shocked that my system turned them out as the third best team in the Central League
mm-hmm.
this year. I didn't give them any sort of subjective bonuses, but we'll tell you where they came out. Now, they had that gosh-awful defense, and they were easily the worst defensive team in Japan. But what they did have, they're the youngest team in Japan by a fairly good margin. Their top nine players on the team last year averaged 26 years old.
Mm.
I mean, nobody's quite even close to that. Their pitching staff, now I measured pitching staff. I measured the top five pitchers in innings pitched.
Okay.
And they're the two relievers with the most holds and the reliever with the most saves, eight pitchers. And they had the youngest pitching staff, almost the youngest pitching staff, after the Chiba Lotte Marines. So they had that going for them. What else did they have for them? They had the second best farm team in Japan last year. Now we're running out of stuff that they had good for them. But I think those three things, the age and specifically since I do – you know, this follows the team of my heart as much as that's worth. I do follow them. I take note of their struggles a little bit more, and they have some superb young players who we saw a glimpse of at second base last year in Yamada, who's a tremendous player. And there's a couple of other guys on that team. Araki, who's an infielder, who's really, really good. And
yeah,
there's another guy on the
yeah.
farm team who's really a good hitter. They've got these 21 and 22 year olds who are just dynamite. This is a team that I think when I looked at that, I think, yeah, why not the Swallows? This is a team. Now, I don't think it's going to happen this year. I don't think they're going to fit. I picked them third, but that's a long shot. But this is a team that could finish third this year and finish first in 2015. They could make such tremendous improvement.
Well, I think they really need to make the improvement on the mound. I don't see that happening. I don't see that happening in 2 years, but it could if they draft or they pick up somebody. But yeah, Ryan Ogawa, their their rookie of the year, who's coming back this year. Didn't have a good spring, but I don't put much stock in spring, so I'm not really worried about it. I think in the end, he'll have good numbers. Masanori Ishikawa, who knows? Shohei Muranaka, who knows? Yosuke Yagi, who knows? Yo Akayoshi, rookie, who knows? Shohei Tateyama, is he injured? Is he healthy? Who knows? There's just too many questions. Too many questions on the mound. I think they're going to score. If Lastings Milic stays healthy and can get back to the same, which I expect him to do, they're going to score a few more runs than they scored last year. There's going to be more help for Coco. It might give them a few more wins, but I just don't see how they can pitch past any of the other teams in the league, and that's why I have them finishing last.
Well, I think their defense is the thing that's going to be helped. I mean, the young teams are, if anyone's going to improve on defense, it's young guys learning how to play and making adjustments. And we'll see. I mean, this is going to be the real interesting challenge because this is a different team. Now, we've watched before, Ogawa was superb at taking a team that had a lot of parts that were sort of unused and unmotivated, and some young, and mixing in young players and mixing in veterans and getting people on the right page. And he's sort of like the old model is now broken. You know, Aoki's, you know, all the people who had been successful except for Ballantyne are no longer successful. Right. Tateyama's gone, but has been gone. The pitching staff, which looked so promising a couple of years ago, is kind of in a shambles. The defense was horrible. But I'm telling you, if Kawabata's healthy, I think he may be the key, because if he's healthy and he plays good defense, and I think, shortstop is an issue. If they can solve that issue, center getting offense from center field, you know, things like their catchers being constantly hurt last year may have been the straw that broke the swallow's back.
All right. Well, we will post our predictions as soon as the show goes up. We'll put it on the Facebook so you can recount and summarize. But it should be an interesting year. I'm real excited. Of course, you know I love opening day, so I'm real excited about getting to a game on Friday. But before that, let's answer a question from a listener by going to Fielding Questions. All right, this question comes from Brian in California, and it's left over from it's related. It was part two of his question from last week, but we spent so much time answering part one that we never got to part two. So his question was, does MPB ever adopt their own rule changes, or do they generally wait to see what MLB does and then copy that?
Well, generally they wait to see what MLB does and copy or implement. I don't know if copy is always the right word. They always sometimes try to find their own logic for the rules. Like when they, MLB said, we're going to change the strike zone. We're going to ask the umpires to enforce the rule book strike zone.
Mm-hmm.
About 8 years ago, they said basically because we want to enforce the rules as they're in the book. Of course, it didn't occur to them to not have catchers block the play without the ball.
Yeah, some of the rules.
Some of the rules. So we're going to enforce some of the rules this year. And more of the rules. One more of the rule. So Japan, however, decided they're going to do the same thing and enforce the rule book strike zone, not because it's a rule, but because it would make the game faster.
Mm. Yeah, I was going to say, in general, I think most decisions are based on what happens in Major League Baseball, as well as some of the international rules. And mm-hmm. given that the WBC is becoming more important, especially in Japan, I think they're going to try to follow as many international rules as well as possible. But I think MPB mirrors the majors and also makes its rules based on what's best for Japan. And for instance, regarding tie games, that was created, I was told, because many fans use public transportation to get to and from games, and the train shut down at midnight. So that rule was implemented here so that people could see the end of the game at least, even though there was no decision in the game. They could see the end of it and then still get home. And I think nothing like that would ever be implemented in the United States. Remember how they went nuts over a meaningless All-Star game that ended in a tie. Can you imagine?
You can't say meaningless.
At the time, it was meaningless, and that's why they did it. I can say meaningless. It was, I mean...
Hey, you have pretty good pronunciation too. You sure can't. although that being said, there's a lot of Thai games on Saturday afternoons.
Yeah, well, I don't think you can change the rule, you know, except for day games or anything, because it can still get long. They can still end up playing 20 innings.
Well, Sunday, it's, you know, we talked about that with the former commissioner, and he said, yeah, I think that's something we could do. The only problem is Sunday is usually a getaway day for the Pacific League teams. And so they just can't reschedule. You can't book 100 Shinkansen tickets, you know, an hour later. Change those reservations.
Yep. All right. All right. We made it through, dude. The season's starting. I'm so excited. I'm going to get dressed up and go out the opening day. It's going to be awesome.
Get dressed up. I want to see John dressed up. I'd get dressed up, but, you know, leather shoes aren't agreeing with me these days. So
all right. All right.
I'm going to be wearing my sneakers.
All right. So send more questions. I think we're going to start doing some trivia once in a while here. I had some questions lined up. We will do that. But any trivia questions you want to ask us, please send them to yakyujohn@gmail.com, and we'll do our best to look them up and then answer them on the show.
Well, puzzle us. You will puzzle us.
Yeah. All right. You can also go to the Facebook page and leave us a message or comment there, and look for us on iTunes. Thanks a lot for listening to a very long prediction show. Let's get going with the season, man. I'm excited.
I'm excited too, and I can't wait for the season to start, and I'm really eager to listen to some of your feedback and questions. So let's get hopping, and let's start enjoying some, what was that?
Enjoy your baseball.
I knew that was it.
All right. See you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
One World Sports is the exclusive home of the Yomiuri Giants in North America and features live coverage of all Giants home games. Please contact your local cable provider to find out how you can watch One World Sports.